climbing to new challenges. And when I say climbing, I'm using what Jonathan and his army bearer did. They climbed that hill with hands and feet. And we're going to take our life today, the mountains that we have in our life, and how are we climbing those mountains? Are we using our hands and feet, or are we giving up because of the way the mountain is steep or rocky or not able to climb? And certain events in history, they affect the world. And if you can take a few of them, it's like maybe the crucifixion, the resurrection, and others also affect our life. Armstrong walking on the moon. We know that it has affected us. And now we want to research more. We have other tragedies like the 9/11 terrorist attack, the Dusit, the university. Many things every day affect our lives. But how about others that are not listed? Some days, to be very honest, are longer than 24 hours. One day you will wake up and somebody is gone, dead. Do you think that day will be 24 hours? It will be longer. Some days you will wake up, you go to hospital, you are diagnosed with a terminal illness. That day will be longer than 24 hours. Some days will be shorter. You've woken up, you've gone to hospital, you'll be blessed with a beautiful bundle of joy, a baby. That day will be shorter because you want to celebrate. One day, you're having your wedding. You've gotten a girl or you've gotten a man. That day will be shorter. You're celebrating. An accomplishment in life. You've graduated. You've been promoted. Those days are shorter, but some days are longer. Now here, we take somebody who took this day different from other days, and it's Jonathan. And what Jonathan did was to move from the comfort zone. And we have to agree that the army that Saul had was less than 600 men. And the army that he was about to face, the Philistine, the Bible says that the Philistine force was made up of 30,000 chariots and 6,000 cavalry and infantry soldiers that were as numerous as the sand of the seashore. Sasa wako na wanaume 600. Unataka kwenda vita kungangana na watu 100,000. Who are you? But, so he told his army, let's hide in the caves. At least let's stay here until the sand settles. Then we will make them come. They'll give up and go. So he was not willing to fight them. He was waiting for the Philistine to give up. But here is Jonathan and his army bearer. And by the time Jonathan was telling the army bearer, let's go, what had happened? The Philistine had gone to the villages, had gone everywhere. The only person or two persons that were left with weapons was Saul and Jonathan. The 600 men were using farm tools. Na wanataka kwenda vita na jembe. You are there, you don't even have faith. Na unataka kwenda vita na jembe. You're there, you don't have faith or hope in life, and you want to go for that interview. You're going with a fork and a spoon. And those guys are armed. How armed are you for this battle that you're about to face? So, Jonathan told his army bearer, let's go. The key word here is go. In the Bible, there are many men that have been told by God to go. And one was Abraham. God told Abraham to go to the new land, to go. Moses was told by God to go back to Egypt, go. God told Joshua to follow closely because they were going a way they had never been before. He was told to go to that new place. We find the go principle in the final instruction given by the Lord Jesus, who promised to be with us always. And this mostly is in Matthew chapter 28 about the word go. And God tells us every day, go. Believers seek the Lord where he can be found. And the Bible promises that God is always working. And this is on John chapter 5, verse 15. But we must be willing to go in order to participate in his divine activity. Joshua, the army bearer, were told to go. I have only 4 points for this sermon. 1 point about this climbing to new challenges is search for God. And in this defeat, depressed and discouraging circumstances, that Jonathan made a choice to search for God. The Bible says, one day, Jonathan said, let us go look for the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 1 to 4. When do you make necessary changes in your life? One day when you become sick and tired of being sick and tired, do you make a necessary choice or change? One day when you stop trying to destroy your life and start trusting a loving God who can deliver you from the pit of despair, it's not about taking alcohol and drugs. You have to take a necessary change. Change begins by hope erupting. One day when you realize, like Jonathan, that God does not dwell in the cave of Gibeah and God is dwelling on that mountain that we have to climb, then you have to make a necessary change. God is on the mountain. That is where the psalmist said, I lift up my eyes onto the mountain. So this mountain we have to climb. We have to climb this mountain. It's in the Bible. Jonathan realized the Lord was not in the caves and went to the mountain. The main point of the story is not to propose a military strategy ya kupigana na hiyo jeshi kubwa. No, even for your life, it is not to make a military strategy to go and fight for that girl that you want to marry, to go and fight for that child that you think is becoming a teenager and stubborn. It is not the military strategy that we need here. And we have many parents that are helicopter parents. The child cannot make a decision. It has to be you who is making the decision for that child. We are becoming the helicopter parents. So we have to agree that going to God is what we have to do, just like Jonathan and his army bearer did. The second point, select friends wisely. Who is your friend? Do you have a friend like the army bearer? Do you have a friend like that? Searching for God can be difficult at times, but you don't have to do it alone. You need a friend to help you to search for God. Woven in this fabric of this story of the importance of selecting or choosing friends wisely, often the company we keep determines success and failure. The company that you're keeping right now. We should all heed the biblical warning found in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26. The righteous use caution when choosing friends because the way of the wicked leads them astray. Are you wise when you're selecting friends? The Bible passages stress the importance of selecting friends wisely. Bad company corrupts good morals. In Kikuyu, they say, "Moshara na mokodo, akodo kagota ake." Don't worry, that is Greek. But 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it says that bad company corrupts good morals. Solomon said, two are better than one, for they have a good return of their labor. Sometimes it's good to do one job very fast when you're two of you. If you think one of you will take longer, and this is in the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. And he declared that the wounds of a friend are better than the kisses of an enemy. You'd rather be hurt by your friend by telling you the truth than an enemy who is just kissing you and telling you, yeah, keep on. Yeah, they're corrupting your ways. We are called to be friendly, but everyone does not have to be your friend. It's in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 18. Everybody doesn't have to be your friend. You need Penina in your life to motivate you to be better. You don't need to have people who are just kissing you. If you don't have a Penina as we speak, please look for a Penina. Look for that person who thinks you can't make it. At workplace, look for those Peninas who think you can't climb up the ladder. In your community, look for Peninas who think that you're not good, but deep down you know you're good. You need them to make you pray more and to motivate you to climb up the mountain using your hands and feet. I love the words spoken by Jonathan, armor bearer. He said, I am with you, heart and soul. Who has a friend who can say this? You tell your friend, I want to do this. Your friend tells you, I'm with you, heart and soul. That is a true friend. Now, the thing here is, he knew where Jonathan is telling him they go. And he's saying, I am with you. They're going to fight a very big army. And he said, I am with you. Jonathan and his army bearer had seen the comfort of the caves. They were safe there. They could have stayed. They had a choice to say, we won't go. We don't have weapons. They have been all stolen. We have a smaller army than the Philistines. They had many excuses they could have given God. But Jonathan told him, and God directed Jonathan to his armor bearer. And everybody in the Bible had an armor bearer. Even Goliath had his own armor bearer. Even Saul had his own. Even David, King David, had his own armor bearer. So they all had those. But this one for Jonathan stood out. So Jonathan was surrounded by people with excuses. The Philistines were too strong. We are out of weapons. We are just following our arrogant king. It is the government's fault that we are here. No one can deny that these men faced enormous challenges. But we serve a God who does the impossible. Isn't what Jonathan and his armor bearer did impossible? It is. Point number three, strive for victory. Jonathan did not want to escape the caves of Gibeah. He wanted victory over the enemy. That's what he wanted. He desired a life of excellence and success. Do you desire that life of excellence and success? He did the unthinkable to accomplish the impossible. Jonathan Klein paints a powerful picture of victory being available to those who are willing to move to a higher level of faith, those who are willing to leave a comfort zone, those who are willing to risk being different from the crowd, and those who embrace the call of God upon their life. That's what Jonathan did. And victory is ultimately accomplished by God. You cannot do it without him. That thing that you really want, you will not do it if God is not with you. When Peter walked on water, he stepped out on the boat only after Jesus commanded him to come out of the water. If Jesus had not called him to step on the water, he could have sunk. But Jesus called him, Peter, come. Jonathan was also called, Jonathan, go. What is that that you want to do? Has God already commanded you to go, to come, to climb, and you're still thinking, Mungu anijibu maombi yangu? Do you pray and listen? Do you take a time when you have prayed to just stay still and listen to what God is saying? Because maybe God has already given you an answer and you still think he hasn't answered. But it's only because you're not listening. May God help us to listen. Victory is really a spontaneous event. Let me tell you. To go to that, I remember one interview was gazetted, and even on the media it was there, that they only needed one person. But the queue that was on that building, I think there were more than 1,000 people for the same position. How do you think that person felt, that one person who was picked, felt, after all those people, ni mimi tu? Victory is from God, and it's not spontaneous. What is the cost of 15 to 20 minutes walk to avoid all those illnesses we have, to avoid a heart attack? Kila siku, the doctor says, walk, just for 15 minutes, walk. But let me tell you, there are people who would wish they can take a car to the toilet because they don't want to walk. Are you going to avoid a heart attack by walking? Just walking, 15 minutes, many things that you can do. What is the cost of some night classes to complete your degree? Just go in the evening. Yes, you may have like a newborn. You've just gotten married. Your husband is there. What is the cost of just going to that class in the evening and finishing your degree? What is the cost? What is the cost of winning a soul to Christ compared to an occasional act of ridicule? What is the cost of just bringing that soul to God? Ask yourself, which price do you pay or would you want to pay? If you want to do the right or just to sit at your comfort zone. Point number four, forward and higher. That should be our motto, forward and higher. We began this message examining the life of a young man who was bold enough in his faith to climb a mountain, to pick a fight with the enemy, and to believe that one true God would accomplish a mighty victory. It seems fitting to conclude with another story of a warrior who left an inspiring legacy to those who bear his name. I don't know, I started by talking about Game of Thrones, but let me use one example of a movie. Excuse me. Braveheart. It's an old movie many of us have watched. I think the main star was Mel Gibson. But is it? Yes, it's true, right? And I won't talk about Game of Thrones because I watched and I was really waiting for the Queen of Dragon to... Okay, for those who don't watch Game of Thrones, kumwacha tutafanya preview. Nimeona youth wanaweza fanya preview za movies zote. Then you choose which one to watch. But the Braveheart, the king, when he fought with his soldiers, he fought and fought and won and conquered many nations. When he died, he asked for one thing, that remove my heart and it shall lead you. Because his heart was just God. He wanted to win all those wars and not to lose any. And the king who came after, he took his heart and wore it as a necklace. And every war he went to, they won. Until one day, they got a tougher team. And this heart, he knew it wouldn't win when it's still on his chest, close to his heart. He removed it and threw in front and told his soldiers, "Forward! Braveheart, forward!" If you have watched the movie, that was their motto. Forward, Braveheart, forward. And they won the war. Now, you are facing a war right now. I don't know which one. Could be an illness. Could be a job. Could be peace. Could be even to be loved. There could be something stressing you right now. Your motto should be forward. I am going. God has told me to go. I will climb that mountain with hands and feet, and I shall win. Even Hebrews, it spoke about the faith. Now, it's so hard to do anything if you don't believe. I may say here, go, climb, forward. But if you don't have faith in God, it is impossible to do anything. And it's simple. We have an explanation. And that's how the verse, the book starts. That faith is being sure of what we hope for. So, isikujaribu, that job, I will get it because I have faith. And you're not trying. I will get a baby because I have faith. I will get that baby. I will win that I want to win because I have faith. I will get better from this illness because I have faith. And I'm sure of things that I'm hoping for. You will get it. If it is graduation, if it is passing exams, school, degree, you will win. If only you have faith. And that's the first line in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Faith, being sure. No doubt. You will make it. You have to be faithful, even to God to use you. He cannot use you if you're not faith. Now, in Greek, the word, some Bible says being sure. Some books or Bible will say faith is a substance. Now, substance is English, but if you take it in Greek, it means hypostasis. Hupo means to stand. Stasis means under. And you're standing under what? This faith. Faith is the foundation that God has given us. That if you stand here, you cannot even shake. Because it's a firm foundation. Now, are we standing on a firm foundation under that faith? Is our faith a substance? What is substance? If you did physics, substance is what? Is it like a matter? Are you standing on that thing that cannot make you shake? Diseases come, I'm unshakable. You are told, get out. Your job, we are very honored to have you. You've served very well, but it's time for you to go. Are you shaken? You go to the doctors, they tell you, yes, this is it. This is the result. Are you shaken? What is that that shakes you? If you're shaken, your faith is not there. And God doesn't need big, humongous, just small, like a mustard seed, and you'll be unshakable. That mountain that you want to climb, you will climb it because God is with you. As I finish, Jonathan and his armor bearer were just a few men of faith who with God's help put the army of the Philistines to fight. We need more men and women of faith. The kind of faith that can shake. Jonathan's motto and our challenge is simply climb. Are you willing to climb? God is on the mountain. He is inviting you and me to him there up on the mountain. So climb. Go home and know you're going to climb. And you will climb with faith. And let your children grow knowing that they can also climb in faith. Don't make decisions for them. Brigadiers are big. They know the right thing to do and the wrong thing not to do. They can make decisions. Let them have faith, just like Jonathan and his armor bearer had. So people, let us with hands and feet. It is not going to be easy. It will not be easy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray.